You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns. Sorry, start again. Howie and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns. This podcast is titled Seven of the Best Players to Ever Play for Newcastle United Football Club. Newcastle United is a great football club. Whilst the Geordies haven't always had the best of success on the pitch, the culture and the support in the city of Newcastle is up there with the best fan bases in the world, I assure you. But who are the best ever players to ever wear the Magpie shirt for the Toon Army? Some of the game's best have appeared in the black and white stripes, so it's surprising the club hasn't had more success on the pitch in recent history. If at any point during this podcast I slip accidentally into an awful Geordie accent, I must say I'm sorry. I can't help it, man. Sorry. It's like Tourette's. It's like accent Tourette's. Each week on this podcast, we'll be going through different clubs up and down the football land and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. This podcast is sponsored by 7otb.com, which is a free-to-play game where you, football friend, pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in England and Scotland. All you need to do is pick five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week. Most people go for Man City. And one draw. You can play your way to £1 million if you head to that website, 7otb.com. What's coming up on this podcast? Well, we will be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for one of the northern footballing powerhouses, Newcastle United. We will also be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Newcastle players via at the Football Hour. I'll be claiming I did very well on seven of the best last game week, despite only getting 16 points. We'll be walking through my predictions for week 13. I'm coming for it. I want to win next week. Week 13 is going to be my week. Unlucky for some, but not for me. And finally, giving you the opportunity to win a £50 voucher to spend with classicfootballshirts.co.uk, who are the home of original football shirts from around the football world. But first, football friends, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best players to play for Newcastle United. This podcast will certainly not include Peter Ramage. It won't include Stephen Ireland, and it definitely will not include Jean-Alien Boumsong, who I still cannot believe cost Newcastle £8 million. We will be focusing on the cream of the Geordie crop. Remember, Newcastle United are among the top 10 most successful football clubs of all time. The club has, yes, had its ups and downs throughout its history, with their most successful period being the first decade of the 20th century, quite a long time ago, when they won three league titles within five seasons. Oh, how you can pray, Newcastle fans, now. Many great players have played for the club since its formation in 1892. And in this show, we will look at some of the greatest Newcastle United players ever. So we start from number seven and we will work our way to the best ever player to play for Newcastle. Here we go. Are you ready? Number seven, Frank Hudspeth. Hudspeth spent 19 seasons at Newcastle from 1910 to 1929. This makes him the second joint longest servant for the club along with Billy McCracken. During his time at the club, he became a popular figure amongst fans and gained the nickname Old Surefoot for his reliability. He captained the team from 1923 to 26, but was demoted to vice-captain following Hughie Gallagher's arrival at the club. Hudspeth was also known for his ability to score penalties, and 25 of his 37 goals at Newcastle came from the penalty spot. He is the second only to Jimmy Lawrence for making the highest amount of appearances for Newcastle, taking part in 472 games. He also represented England at international level. At number six in the chart, Shay Given. Given was signed by Newcastle in 1997 for a fee of £1.5 million, and it was there that he began competing to be a first-choice Premier League goalkeeper. Given was part of the teams who came runners-up in 98 and 99 FA Cup final campaigns and was named in the Premier League Team of the Season in 02 and 06. He played in the UEFA Champions League, UEFA Cup with Newcastle, and was involved in the club's title challenge in 2002 under Sir Bobby Robson. Although he submitted a transfer request during the 2001 campaign a year earlier, after losing his position in the starting lineup, it was denied the transfer request and Given went on to regain his place at number one. Given made his 400th appearance for the club on January the 1st, 2007 in a 2-2 draw against Manchester United. He overall made 462 appearances for the Black and Whites before leaving for Man City in 2009. Number five in the chart, Huey Gallagher. Gallagher had excellent ball control, guile and an instinct, being able to go past opposing defenders with ease. Although he was a mere 5'5", he was a huge threat for any defence as he possessed grand striking power of the football. Gallagher could shoot with either foot, dribble with the ball, head, tackle and forage to win possession back. There were four occasions when he scored five goals in a game. He also created chances for other players. At Newcastle United, Gallagher made an immediate impact, scoring two goals on his debut 4 days after signing. He ended the season after he signed with 23 league goals in 19 appearances, ending up as the club's top goalscorer despite signing halfway through the season. Gallagher had an excellent goals per game ratio. In 174 games that he played for Newcastle, he managed to score 141 times. His strike rate was over 82% and is the most prolific in Newcastle history. Imagine how much a player like that would cost in the modern day transfer world. Number four, Peter Beardsley. The pacey, incisive and skillful forward was an instant hit with the Newcastle supporters, scoring and setting up spectacular goals. He went on to celebrate promotion with his teammates who were captained by Kevin Keegan in his final season as a player. They finished in the final promotion spot behind winners Chelsea and runners-up Sheffield Wednesday. He scored 20 league goals that season and formed an exciting strike partnership with former England striker Kevin Keegan, as I mentioned, who had also won major honours with Liverpool. Beardsley's career would have echoes of that enjoyed by Keegan, who retired at the end of the promotion campaign. In his first season in the First Division, Beardsley scored 17 goals in 38 league games as Newcastle finished 14th. During the following campaign, he played in all of Newcastle's 42 league matches, scoring 19 goals. In one fixture against West Ham, Beardsley ended the game as a standing goalkeeper. The game ended in an 8-1 defeat for Newcastle with Beardsley conceding the last three goals. So thank God, Newcastle, you played him on the wing and not in goal. Over two spells at the club, Beardsley played a total of 324 games, scoring a massive 119 goals. Truly deserves to be in the seven of the best. At number three, Jimmy Lawrence. Born in Glasgow in 1879, Lawrence was a formidable stopper and an integral part of United's great Edwardian side. He spent 14 seasons as United's first-choice goalkeeper and won three championship medals during his Tyneside stay. Durable and consistent, along with John the Jock Rutherford, he was one of only three players to take part in all of United's Edwardian era success. He played with Newcastle for 18 years after joining the Tyneside club in 1904 and still holds the record for making the most appearances for them, 432 in the league and 496 matches in total. We're entering the top two. Number two, Jackie Milburn. Milburn played two trial matches at St James's Park as a 19-year-old in 1943. In the second of these, he scored six second-half goals. Milburn made his competitive debut in the FA Cup in 1945. On 18th of September 1947, Milburn won the number 9 shirt for the first time as he was given the centre-forwards role and scored a hat-trick. In total, Jackie Milburn played in three FA Cup finals for United, 1951, 52 and 55. Despite his achievements, Milburn was reportedly a very shy and self-deprecating individual, whose modesty further endeared him to the Newcastle supporters. Though, according to Tom Finney, this stemmed from an innate inferior complex. By the time Milburn left Newcastle in 1957, he had become the highest goalscorer in Newcastle history. He remained so until he was surpassed by Alan Shearer in February 2006. Milburn remains Newcastle's second highest goalscorer, having scored 200 competitive goals. He was finally granted a testimonial 10 years later after leaving the club in 1967. In 337 games for the club, Milburn scored 200 goals. We are on to the greatest player to ever play for Newcastle United, Mr. Alan Shearer. As a player, Shearer was often styled as a classic English centre-forward, owing to his strength, physical stature, heading ability and strong shot, which enabled him to be highly prolific in goalscoring. With his time during Blackburn Rovers, Shearer had established himself as one of the best strikers in the league. It was in July 96 when the Magpies beat Manchester United to Shearer's signature, smashing the world transfer record to bring him home. With a £15 million offer tabled from Newcastle Manchester United, the lure of the number 9 shirt at his hometown club proved too good to turn down, and Kevin Keegan finally got his man ahead of the 96-97 season. As they had done for the bulk of his career, the goals continued to flow for Shearer, and in the first of his 10 seasons at St James's Park, he scored 28 goals, forming a lethal partnership with Les Ferdinand. He went on to become Newcastle and the Premier League's record goalscorer, scoring 206 goals for the club, of which 49 were scored with his head. He was arguably the best striker the Premier League has ever seen, and he is Newcastle United's greatest ever player. That was seven of the best players to ever play for Newcastle. The winner, Alan Shearer. If you wish to make your own list of whom you think are Newcastle's greatest seven players, tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBNUFC. Do you want that hashtag again? Okay. Hashtag is 7OTBNUFC. Now we shall have a look at my results from seven of the best last week. I certainly wasn't anywhere near winning, but I did manage to get my highest score since game week 7. So I had my slump, but I'm now back. My results were, obviously I went for the banker, Man City, 3-0 at home to Burnley. They scored me 4 points. Huddersfield Town, though, Leeds' arch rivals, beat Leeds' other arch rivals, Manchester United. I went for Man United. I'm not too disappointed that I lost the points. I'm happy Man United lost. Moving on, Newcastle United. I went for a home win. I went for a home win knowing I had the Newcastle United 7 of the best podcast coming up. They won 1-0. It wasn't a great game, but they won it. That means Newcastle got 3 points and I got 3 points on 7 of the best. Aston Villa got me 3 points. I went for a home win. They beat Fulham. Then I went for Hull City. Away win, away at Barnsley. They got me 3 points. I'm thinking I'm doing really well here. Sheffield United at home to Reading. I went for a home win. It was a home win, 3 points. But then, my draw. It was close. Ipswich versus Norwich. Derby, I went for a draw, but it ended 1-0 Norwich. But I was close, which means I ended the week on 16 points, which isn't too shabby. For my week 13 predictions, you should listen to me now because I'm actually quite good, football friends. These are my week 13 predictions. Arsenal are my banker. I know. Why have I done it? They're at home to Swansea and they normally struggle against Swansea at home. But I trust you, Arsenal and Arsene Wenger. Next, Liverpool. I shouldn't trust you, but I trust you to beat Huddersfield at home. Then my draw, Watford versus Stoke City. My next win, Man City away at West Brom. Man City tried to get Johnny Evans in the summer. I think Man City will score a few goals against Johnny Evans on Saturday. Next, Brighton and Hove. I think they're going to beat Southampton at home. Then Fulham are going to beat Bolton and Preston are going to beat Brentford at home. To enter your predictions, head to www.7otb.com to set up your profile and new teams with your mates. Then, just like I have, insert your 7 of the best game week selections. It is free to enter and you can try and play your way to £1 million. £1 million. Follow at 7OTB Football for all the latest stats to help you decide which teams to pick. To enter, our competition this week. For a free £50 classic shirt voucher, just sign up at 7otb.com, like I've just told you to do, and register. Then head to 7 of the Best Facebook page and leave your username, which you created on 7 of the Best, in the comments section below the Newcastle United Football Club 7 of the Best Facebook article. If you listen to that article now, leave your username in the comments below. If you do, however, want to get 10% off any order on classicfootballshirts.co.uk, just use the code 7OTB when you get to the online till. Who won the competition last week? Well, it was Mr. Alan Marshall, who is a massive Watford fan. They've not been doing too bad this season, but on Saturday, they lost away to Chelsea when they really shouldn't have. They should have at least got a draw. But Alan, to make up for the loss, you won the £50 classic football shirt voucher. I think a nice old school shirt is coming your way. Well done, Alan. Congratulations on winning this. Congratulations on being a Football Hour friend. And congratulations on signing up for 7 of the Best last week and winning this voucher. Incredible. Well done, mate. I'm sure that makes you feel a lot better after Watford lost. Let's finish the show now. All the socials at 7OTB Football to find out all the latest stats to help you pick your 7 of the Best. What's coming up next week? Well, in the coming weeks, we have Manchester United and Chelsea's 7 of the Best players of all time. So in the next couple of weeks, we're doing two of the biggest clubs in England. Finally, you know where to head, don't you, by now? 7otb.com to set up your profiles on 7 of the Best. That's it. That was the 7 of the Best Newcastle United players ever. Congratulations to Alan Shearer. I know he's a big fan of the Football Hour. He'll be listening. And congratulations, Alan. You are the greatest Newcastle United player of all time. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour, sponsored by 7otb.com.